Good afternoon, everyone. As you said, my name is Leticia Rodriguez, and I'm the executive director of DIY Girls. DIY Girls was founded in 2012 by Luz Rivas, an engineer and educator. When she founded DIY Girls, she had about $200 and a group of volunteers and an idea to expose young girls to technology and engineering, just as she had when she was growing up in fifth grade. She was first exposed to learning about computers way back when computers were just not what they are today, of course. And it's been really exciting. Now, over the last 5 years, we've served over 2,500 girls through our programs, and it's engineering, coding. We're constantly expanding to add new programming. But our main goal is to get more young girls, especially from underserved communities, and most of the girls we work with are Latina, African American, Asian American young girls, and we are helping prepare them to get into the STEM fields, to get exposed to careers in STEM. And we actually work with them on hands-on projects, not just telling them about what an engineer does, but actually allowing them to build circuits themselves and work on hands-on projects and create and build with technology. Last year, we had a group of young ladies who, through our programming, for the first time, we worked with a group of high school girls. We got a grant from the Lemelson MIT Foundation, and these 12 young ladies ended up building a solar-powered tent for the homeless. So a lot of our programming is around, well, how can we use technology for the betterment of society? And so they decided they wanted to help individuals who are experiencing homelessness, because that was obviously a big issue in our community, just like it is in many communities across Los Angeles. And these young ladies ended up designing and building a solar-powered tent for the homeless. And many of them knew that they were good at math, but they didn't know what it meant really to be an engineer. And now most of them are studying at the university right now, at the university level. Most of them are studying computer engineering, aerospace engineering, electrical engineering. So we know that our program's working, and we really want to change the numbers, where right now only 3% of Latinas are in STEM professions. I'm sorry, only of all STEM professionals, only 3% are Latinas. And so we're trying to change that number. I'm asking all of you here today, please come check out our program. We're mostly in the Northeast San Fernando Valley region here in Los Angeles. We invite you to come speak to our young girls. We work with 5th through 12th grade girls. So we invite you to come speak to them and share your experiences with them. Many of them don't have the role models to look up to, or that exposure to professionals in tech, in engineering. And of course, if you work for a company, we would love for you to host a field trip for our girls or sponsor our fall fundraiser that we have every year. So please go to our website, diygirls.org. You can find more information there about our programs and ways to get involved and all of our contact information. Thank you again very much to Women in Technology Hollywood and to all of you for your support today.
Thank you, Leticia.